If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with 4 conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend, Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors. And for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
Think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
Look who's here, Joey Pals. You know how I love hockey and singing all those anthems all the years for the Detroit Red Wings. They wouldn't play unless I sang. They got very superstitious when Kate Smith used to sing for them. It was a lot of pressure. Then I moved to L.A. with Marcel Dion and Danny Grant, but at the same time. And we started doing all the anthems at the Forum for Jerry Buss. And I can't remember who owned the team then. It wasn't Jerry Buss. But anyway, love hockey. So let's talk CV Firebirds with Shannon Miller from the Oak View Group. Hi, honey.
Hey, Joey. Happy to be here.
You have such enthusiasm. Did you play hockey?
I sure did.
I'm so glad. How long have girls been playing hockey?
Oh, since the late 1800s. Everybody's so surprised
what?
To hear that. Yeah, they played outdoors. They used magazines and they wrapped them around their shins instead
Wait
of using
minute.
Shin guards.
Oh, they wrapped catalogs and magazines?
Catalogs, yeah.
Sears catalog, another
yeah,
use.
Yeah, exactly. Around their shins. Yeah, taped them on there, went outside and played hockey.
See, when Trevor's 56, so when Trevor was at the Air Force Academy in his 20s, before that he skated out of the Western Ice Rink over in Palos Verdes over at Torrance, that area. And he was devastated when they finally put a girl on the ice. It just, he was a goalie.
Yeah.
And he, the boys just thought it was, and then they let a girl into the Air Force Academy after he got there. Poor kid. Explains a lot about what's wrong with him, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Wait till I tell him. What was the year again?
Late 1800s.
He'll hang up on me.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us what you do now.
Sure. So I work with the Coachella Valley Firebirds Hockey and Acrisure Arena, and our big parent group is called Oakview Group. So some people get a little confused, but basically I work for Oakview Group, and underneath that is Coachella Valley Firebird Hockey and Acrisure Arena. And that's the new arena that's being built just on the other side of Highway 10 in Thousand Palms. So exciting. It's 11,000-seat arena. So my title is Vice President of Branding and Community Relations.
Vice President of Branding and Community Relations for Oakview Group.
For Oakview Group.
Relations.
Sexy title, hey?
Yeah, I love it. It takes up the whole name tag.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
So you're just out there talking up hockey?
Yeah.
Talking up seats? What?
Well, I'll tell you, this will make sense to you when I explain this to you. So not only did I grow up playing hockey, then I went on to coach Canada's Olympic team. I
was Get out of here.
First woman in the world to be the head coach of a women's Olympic hockey team.
Is that on here?
No, it's not.
Well, let me write that down.
Yeah. First woman
How
in the world.
How could they leave that off for him? Some man. No. First woman.
First woman in the world.
In the world.
In the world to be the head coach of an Olympic hockey team. And that
Good
was for
girl.
Canada. And then I moved to the United States and coached NCAA Division I women's college hockey. And I was the most successful coach in the country in men's or women's hockey. True story.
Go, girl.
And then I moved here 7 years ago
here
and became in Palm Springs.
Okay.
Yeah, I've owned a place for 16 years here. This was my favorite place to come in the whole world, but I moved and became a full-time resident 7 years ago. And so then, when I heard they were bringing in the arena and the hockey team, right, I contacted them right away, got right involved right off the bat, boots on the ground right away. I wanted to get to know them, wanted them to get to know me. And obviously when jobs came open, I applied, I got hired, and I'm so excited to be working with Oakview Group, Firebird Hockey, and Acrisure Arena.
And I can now tell the Joey Pals, she is the Vice President of Branding and Community Relations for the Oakview Group. Oh, I'm so proud of you. Good for you. I bet they're glad to have you.
I think they're really glad to have me, and I'm really glad to have them. It's a great relationship.
So give us an update on Coachella Valley Firebirds. I've got a hat.
Yes.
So Tyler, I gave one to Tyler, because Tyler, he's my 34-year-old. He played hockey as well, and he said it's a really good hat. I mean, I guess you can make baseball hats. You both have them on out of different material, but he said this is a really good
quality. Yes, we have a retail store in El Paseo.
Yes.
So now that you have my background that I played and coached, and now I'm living here, a full-time resident.
Okay.
Basically, I'm out in the community promoting hockey and promoting the relationship between Acrisure Arena, Firebird Hockey, and just the Coachella Valley.
Yes.
The biggest initiative that we started, and it's just been a home run hit, is street hockey.
I know.
We decided, how do you introduce hockey to the Coachella Valley? How do you introduce hockey to people in the desert that maybe have not seen it and certainly haven't played it?
And I got to tell you, all the years of singing for the Red Wings and the Kings, women love hockey because it's so physical.
Yes.
Now, you may not understand it, Joey Pals, if you haven't had a son and had to break your nails tying his skates because he's 6 years old and you're up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get the ice, but you're going to love this sport.
I'm with you, Joey. Men and women love hockey. And yes, tons of women love hockey. Tons of women love hockey because it is a fast, physical sport. If you like soccer, if you like football, if you like baseball, hockey's way faster. There's more excitement. There's more action. It's a really exciting game.
Checking.
So I'm out in the community trying to educate people on hockey, that we're bringing hockey to the valley. But
how
most
do you
important
play street
thing,
hockey in roller skates?
No. And that's the most important thing I'm doing right now, is teaching kids how to play hockey through teaching them street hockey. And street hockey is simply running shoes, shorts, t-shirt, put a hockey stick in their hand, and a ball. It could be a tennis ball, it can be a rubber ball. And we're playing on outdoor basketball courts. Five Perfect. On five outdoor basketball courts. We're playing in parking lots. All you have to do is block off a parking lot, put two nets out there and play. And you can do the same thing on a street that's not busy. In Canada, I grew up playing street hockey on tennis courts, outdoor basketball courts, in the streets and in my driveway.
I thought they'd be on roller skates.
No, no. That would be roller hockey.
So, yes. So you don't have to know how to skate yet.
Not at all. And that's the best way to introduce hockey to kids and to adults. Yes. Just in running shoes. And everybody can play.
That's a great point. Okay, curtain number one, we learned about Shannon's background. Curtain number two, we understand what she's doing in the community. Community. What do you do for a living, Joey? You went. Talk to us about the Acrisure Arena. Is that, have you broken ground yet?
We sure have. We broke ground in June of 2021. And it's almost complete. The completion date is targeted to be December of 2022.
I can't believe that.
Right? That feels like it's just around the corner.
I know.
So we're so excited for Acrisure Arena to open.
How many seats?
11,000 seats in the arena for concerts, hockey games, Disney on Ice, all kinds of events we're going to bring to the Valley.
And if it's like the other places I've seen, the ice is always there. You just put a floor on top of it.
That's right.
Yes.
And you know something special, Joey, for your listeners, is that we're one of the few rinks in the world, if not the only rink in the world, where you can walk in on the ground level and you go down the stairs to your seats because the ice is below ground level. It's the most amazing, coolest thing I've ever seen.
Wow. I'm writing that down.
But that's you're so right. Exciting. They'll put the floorboards over the ice, mm-hmm, and pull out the stage, and away we go for live entertainment.
Will it be cold on the stage? Will they heat the board? No, that would melt the ice. Wait a minute. Let me think. The only ice I'm familiar with is in my drink. I sang all those anthems, but they put rugs out there for the anthem singer.
A red rug, red carpet for you.
Yes, it was, as a matter of fact.
Good.
And then the red wings would skate. They were so superstitious, you know, athletes.
Yeah.
They skated over my little rug before they played. And I had a good win-loss ratio.
Good.
Whatever that means.
I love that because they are superstitious.
Yes, they are.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll talk about, never mind. Too gross. Okay. So the arena is going to be open December 22nd. Can you get tickets there yet?
So it'll be in, we'll open in December of 2022.
Yes.
So we don't have a specific date in December.
Right.
And no, you can't, okay, you can buy full season hockey tickets right now.
Okay.
Full season hockey tickets are on sale, which means you own the real estate for those seats, for the hockey games and the live entertainment, which we really want people to understand. You still will have to pay for your tickets for the live entertainment because you've already paid for your full season hockey ticket package, but that's your real estate. And just so you know, I bought two club seats at the tune of $11,000 a year. Good seats, but that's my real estate for all the hockey games and all the live entertainment that comes in. So it's just going to be awesome.
It's going to be fantastic. Golly's. Do you still have jobs available over there, or is everybody booked up?
Great question. So we've hired senior leadership people like myself. So we have a GM of the facility, we have a president, we have vice presidents, and we've just hired some community directors, managers, and other areas of the arena. But we're going to be doing a lot of hiring in the future. We'll have job fairs. We're going to have to hire so many people before December. It's going to be really exciting.
Bring it all back to us. Okay, give us have you got the agenda in front of you of things to come before December?
Well,
the bullet points?
Basically, I have a couple things in front of me.
Okay.
Just to say that the hockey season tickets, the full season ticket packages are available for people. And our inaugural season begins for the hockey team. The inaugural season begins in October of 2022, before the rink is even built.
Yes.
So the team will be playing elsewhere until our arena is built.
Okay.
And then, like we already mentioned, December of 2022, that's when we'll be having our first Coachella Valley Firebirds hockey game at home and the grand opening of Acrisure Arena.
And I have on my list founding and presenting partner announcements coming soon.
Yes.
Mascot reveal.
Yes.
What's he going to be?
That's going to be fun. I'm glad you brought up the mascot reveal.
Will it look like the logo, like the Firebird?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't either. It has to have red, though.
Right? Red and orange in it. So red. Mascot reveal will be exciting for the community and the kids.
The hockey league the NHL draft in July.
Yeah, that's in July when we'll select our players.
Summer training camps.
That's for the players, the hockey players. Yes. Yeah, the AHL hockey players.
But you're going to have a website that'll keep us up to date with all of this. What is that?
Yes, cvfirebirds.com. So CV's for Coachella Valley, so yes. cvfirebirds.com. And if you go to that website, you'll be able to access how to buy tickets and what's basically coming up and what we're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think we covered everything.
Hey, the only other thing I want to kind of boast about on behalf of all of us is we have put over 3,000 kids through street hockey clinics in the Coachella Valley, and we just started 3 months ago. Over 3,000 kids, they're embracing it. They love it. It's been so much fun.
They're going to love it. Start thinking carpools, Mom, for those early morning ice times. Listen, you can go to college. Hockey could pay your way through college.
Oh, absolutely. Full scholarships.
Okay. What a joy to have you here, Shannon. The Coachella Valley Firebirds. I can't read what I wrote. The Vice President of Branding and Community Relations for the CV Firebirds / Oakview Group.
You got it.
And then I got to learn to say Acrisure Arena.
Yes, please do.
Pronounce that better. Okay, Joey Pals. If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.